As part of the Sydney Festival lineup, Just Not Australian started this week and it'll be running until the end of April. It brings together 19 artists spanning generations who are all collaborating across a wide variety of mediums to talk about what contemporary Australian nationhood means. I'm on the line with the curator of the show right now, Talia Linz. What can people expect from the show?
Well, Just Not Australian is definitely not a subtle, quiet show. There is a plethora of work and mediums and, you know, hugely politically and socially engaged practices, a lot of humour, a lot of kind of larrikinism and satire. So I think they can expect a show that is visually exciting, but also conceptually challenging. You know, we really hope people will come and see the show, and we are doing a public program with 10 of the artists at 2 p.m. today, and that's free and open to the public, and we'd love everyone to attend.
The show touches on so many different themes, ranging from colonialism to larrikinism, satire to xenophobia. What value do you think there is in a show like this to explore all of these different themes?
The practices and the themes that we're looking at are, you know, complex and multifarious. So they have embedded with them the kind of need to explore many different facets. The concept for the show came out of long discussions, you know, not the least of which is that we're, you know, going into an election year. It is the 250th anniversary of Cook's Landing. Kind of there's a reckoning with Australia's past, but that's also really relevant to the present and indeed the future of this country. I guess the sort of the main impetus for the show came out of seeing Soda Jerk's work at ACME in Melbourne last year, which is Terra Nullius, and what the artists call a political revenge fable, which I just love that terminology, but is really a kind of a revisionist history blending examples of Australian cinematic history and historical fact. The funders of that, Ian Potter, actually termed the work after it was produced un-Australian, and that's a phrase that's been around for years. It was bandied about by Pauline Hanson and John Howard in the 90s, and it still kind of has particular biting quality. So we wanted to really unpack that and the themes around it.
Yeah, given the title of the show, Just Not Australian, and this whole idea of what the word un-Australian means, could you walk through some of the other works in the show that do also explore this?
I think, you know, on different levels, all the works in the show touch on this. Gordon Hookey's Murrayland, which is a giant 10-metre canvas that is sort of re-envisaging the history of Queensland. Murray is a broad term that covers all Aboriginal peoples of Queensland. So he's, you know, reclaiming it as their land. And a monumental canvas, and it's looking, it's kind of drawing off history painting, but in a style that hugely political and darkly humorous as well, and looking at the history of the state from like pre-colonisation to the present and revisioning history through an Indigenous perspective. Is a very key concern throughout the show, and that is sort of spearheaded in a number of works. And then we have works, say, for example, Tony Schwenson's, which is quite a long title, Border Protection Assistance, Proposed Monument for the Torres Strait, and then in brackets, Am I Ever Going to See Your Face Again, which kind of riffs off road barriers and apparatus used to exclude and protect. And they're these black and yellow sort of street barricades that are emblazoned with the response to the Angels' rock song, Am I Ever Going to See Your Face Again? And the audience response was, no way, get fucked, fuck off. hope I can swear. And he made it at the time of the Tampa incident, which was 2001 now, and looking at the policies that Howard instituted that still affecting asylum seekers today. And obviously this is like a critical issue for Australian and Australian politicians, and I think, you know, something that will affect the outcome of the election. And Tony is from Australia. He's actually living in the US now. So, you know, issues with Trump's wall kind of resonate too. And as the, you know, the title of the exhibition, Just Not Australian, we didn't want to use the word un-Australian, but something that was, that referenced that, but that also references that these, you know, issues and ideas are not just Australia, you know, not just affecting Australia, but they are affecting countries the world over.
Yeah, I was quite curious thinking about the development of the show from the ground up. As the curator, did you experience any difficulty or have any hurdles in trying to piece the whole thing together?
I just want to acknowledge that I co-curated the show with Alexi Glass-Cantor, who's the director of ArtSpace, assistance from other staff as well, and we do sort of work collectively at ArtSpace. So the issue is that there's too much content for this type of a show, and so it was more, I guess, crystallizing and solidifying who would be the best examples of the practices that we were looking at, because, you know, these issues are not new, sadly, and artists have been looking at them for decades, and I think will continue until we, you know, have a more ethical and moral understanding of who we want to be as Australians, you know, of what being an Australian actually means.
100%. And there are a number of works that do probe this question. As you mentioned earlier, the Soda Jerk released a film which was part of the 2018 Sydney Film Festival, Terra Nullius. And I was reading that the film did lose a lot of support throughout the film festival for this whole idea of being un-Australian. Why do you think the Australian art community should be supporting more films like you guys have for things like Terra Nullius?
Well, I think it's an imperative which is broader than the art community, which is really the whole of Australia should be supporting this kind of free speech. And artists do often occupy a space that perhaps people in other arenas like politics can't, and they have a way of speaking to issues through a different lens. But I also think with relying on government funding, there is this kind of insidious, almost preemptive self-censorship of not showing or not programming work because it might offend some sensibilities, or it might, you know, affect funding coming in. And, you know, I think that would be a terrible reality and future for the arts, because then, you know, you just become sort of a voice of propaganda for the state at its worst. You know, it's very critical for art and artists to be able to maintain a free voice, and that's one of, you know, part of ArtSpace's manifesto and ethos is to support experimentation as a, you know, an opposition to a lot of the news outlets and the political rhetoric that we are being fed to have these other points of views and ways into issues that are affecting this country.